Chavis Halvavis Wednesday night, or Lekas Zayin Shvat. I want to start with a little philosophy, not, you know, because I actually said this to the ladies today, and it's very... I told the ladies about what we're learning tonight, so we're learning with the ladies on Wednesdays. I'm up to Shar Yichud HaMaisa. We finish Shar Bitachon, and we're doing Shar Yichud HaMaisa. So because of last night, I really had a very machshava. I think it's rather, I think it's deep. I think it's a rather philosophical, deep point. What am I talking about? That's a good question. The Chaim HaLvavos is talking about points to ponder. I think Reader's Digest used to have something called points to ponder. He's talking about this is Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and he's giving you 30 things to think about. Now, we learned number 8. We didn't learn the whole number 8, we're really at the end of it, but I want to make a point about number 8. Number 8 takes two things and makes a cholent out of it and says, here's what I want you to think about. And at first glance, there doesn't seem to be a common denominator between the two things other than acute play on words, on the word yichud. Because he says, you should think about the two forms of yichud. What are the two forms of yichud? Now if you look at the Chaim HaLvavos, he has two sha'arim with the word yichud in it. The first sha'ar is sha'ar ha-yichud, and the fifth sha'ar is sha'ar yichud ha-maisa. And that's what he's referring to. He says so openly. You should think about yichud, the yichud that was in the beginning of the Sefer, and the yichud that was the fifth sha'ar. Now the Chora, the two things don't have a common denominator. Why? Yichud Hashem is really a very deep concept in itself. The oneness of Hashem. Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now, in the Shar HaYichud, that Yichud, that oneness of Hashem, has a lot of angles to it. It's that Hashem is one and not two. That's like the most basic, almost the most childish one. That there's only one Hashem, not two. It's that Hashem is unique. It's that Hashem has no parts to him. There's no herkim. Hashem doesn't show any... That means Hashem is like a simple organism, so to speak. There's no parts. Hashem doesn't have emotions. There's no change. Hashem is like just Hashem. That's what he is. He's not made up of parts. And there's no shinui. And he's unique. And he's above everything else. He's like just Hashem. That's all part of Hashem Echad. And in Shara Yichud, you can really delineate the various meanings of the word Echad. One as in one, not two. One as in one whole being, not made up of parts. One that there's never any shinui. Hashem is above time, because he's not subject to shinui. That in itself is a difficult concept for a human being to comprehend, because we can't imagine being above time, because we think of time as being something immutable. So what happened the next second? But that's already change. Time is change. That's already... In physics already, I think. In physics, that time is change. It changes time. That's what time is. See, when they talk about Hashem, I don't think they were privy to it in terms of physical sciences, that time is change. But that's really... I don't even know if the Maral that talks about it a lot. But like Abonim, I'm not trying to make that they knew all of science. And they could have invented a fax machine if they wanted to. I'm not getting into that. I don't think they could have. I mean, maybe. But Al Kaponim, Hashem is not subject to change, which is he's not subject to time. It's all part of one. I'm just really giving different angles on the oneness of Hashem. Yichud HaMaisa is talking about people that when they do things, they do it to carry out the will of Hashem, not for schar, and not to be well liked by their neighbors, and not to be respected in their social circles, and not to be able to get into a school, and not to get a shidduch, and not to impress people, not to have a certain social standing in a shul, or social standing among your neighbors. They see how frum you are, or you don't want them to think badly of you. That's all. Or you want kavod, or you don't want to lose your job. That's all included in Yichud HaMaisa, single-minded devotion to doing things because it's the will of Hashem. That's my only reason. I have no ulterior motives whatsoever. Now, l'chora, these two things only have in common the word Yichud. But because one's talking about Hashem's oneness, and one's talking about your motivation for doing things. That's Yichud HaMaisa. So, but he lumps it together into Cheshbon Hashmini. He says, think about Yichud, that Yichud, and that Yichud. So I was thinking, I was aiming on this when I was preparing for the Lady Shir, that there's a very deep concept here. It's taka one thing. It's taka one thing. That the Pshat and Yichud HaMaisa, in other words, Yichud HaMaisa could be on a simple, I'll call it Musar level. It can be another trick to get you to be frum, I call it. You know, you can so you have to do things l'shem shemayim. It's part of being a frum Jew. It's a very high madrega. Halavai, we would be frum for ulterior motives. That would be wonderful. But it's a madrega. So I think what this Chavis Alvav is here in Cheshbon Hashmini, of Shai Cheshbon HaNefesh, what he's revealing is that, like, there's a deep reason for Yichud HaMaisa. And really, when you have Yichud HaMaisa, you're making a statement that all there is Hashem, and all there is the will of Hashem. In other words, when I look around in the world, I see that this guy has a job, and he wants to get promoted, and he wants to earn money and have a pleasant life. And I see, like, a lot of people, and they all have different motivations, and they all have different goals, and it's like a multiplicity of lives. And the world is made up of, like, billions and billions of motivations, and what have you. Goals, motivations, cheshbonos, and billions, because every person goes through his day with, like, 160 cheshbonos, and there's billions of people. So Yichud HaMaisa is saying, really, there's a singularity, really, that should exist. What's supposed to be is a singularity, that everybody's doing Hashem's will. Everything is Hashem's will. Everything that's happening has the unity of Hashem, really, to it. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. So there might be a million parts, but it's one, it's a unit. This is Hashem's will. The Hashem's will is that the world undergoes a certain process, and we end up with Yimos HaMashiach or Olam Haba. So everything that's happening is Hashem's will. And I relate to my life. I could also have a multiplicity of, like, you have a guy, let's say, I want to be funny, so when I go to a chasana, I dance, and I want people to laugh at me, and I want to be popular, and I want to be rich, and I want to be respected when I walk into the Beis Medrash, and I want to get good chavrusas. I have, like, a multiplicity of purposes in my life, right? I want to be a good father, I want to be a good husband, I want to have good chavrusas, I want to have a good job, right? But so really, it's wrong. In other words, if that's what it is, then really the person is spread out all over the place, right? And he has a multiplicity of purposes in his life, and he really, it's not even emotionally healthy to live that way, you know, like this and like that. But if you have a singularity of purpose, that's what Shai Yichud HaMaisa is really teaching you. That I could, all of these things really are one thing. I'm trying to do the will of Hashem. So when I'm by a chasana, Hashem wants me to be funny. So I'm doing the will of Hashem. When it's Tisha B'Av, Hashem wants me to be sin. When I'm at my job, Hashem wants me to give my employer a full day's work. That's an hilchos kiris polalim. So I'm going to do a good job, and I want to get promoted. Meaning, you know. So, but everything is the will of Hashem. There's a singularity there. You hear? So that's the tzushtal of the chayvus halavas. That's why it's one thing: the singularity of Hashem, and then Hashem's will is also single. Hashem's will is a monolith. That's what I was looking for. Monolith. Hashem's will is a monolith. So, and my life should be like that also. That's what he's saying. I should be like Hashem. I could be like Hashem. I could be echad like Hashem. How? If everything I do is Hashem's will. And that's what Yichud HaMaisa is. That's what Shai Yichud HaMaisa trains you to do. That everything you do should be Hashem's will. So if everything I do is Hashem's will, I have become, or I have adapted, or I have, as much as possible, I become echad. Because everything I do is one. I'm doing Hashem's will. So I'm echad. I am echad. So that's what he's sustelling. That really it's the same thing. In other words, Shai Yichud HaMaisa is really another manifestation of Shai HaYichud. It's another way for Hashem to be echad. That the actions of people, although they look like they're full of multiplicity of goals and of purposes and of cheshbonos and of values, multiplicity of values. Today my value is to be a gishmaka friend to someone, and tomorrow my value is to have his bodidus. And the next day my value is to be Menachem Avol. And the next day my value is to be Sameach Chosan Kala. And the next day my value is to be a Masmid. And the next day my value is to help my wife at home because she needs wife and my kids. So you would look at such a person and you would say he's spread out all over the place. His life is diffused. So the Lord is saying, no. What he has to do is make sure that each thing is the will of Hashem, and then there's a certain so just like we look at Hashem and we say, oh, he's Mashem Ruach and Morin Hageshem and Bechal Kochayim Bechesed Bechayim Esim Somech Roflim Zogeth Kefuthim, but that's not a multiplicity. That's all part of Hashem Echad, and like Hashem is everything. So your life, even though you're doing so many things, even though you're doing so many things with your life, and there's so many people out there doing so many things, but there's really an echad engine. There's really an echad engine, and really everything's echad. I think the women are. What time is it? Yikes. We didn't even finish Cheshbon. I told that to the women today because we're learning Shai Yichud HaMaisa. And really, I was aiming on this, and it's really a deeper understanding of Shai Yichud HaMaisa. It's not just telling you to be frum and to do things L'Shem Shemayim. I mean, on one level, obviously, that's what Shai Yichud HaMaisa is doing. It's telling you to do things L'Shem Shemayim. But what is revealed, I feel, by this Chodesh HaLavos in Cheshbon Hashmini, in Shai Cheshbon HaNefesh, is that there's a deeper rationale and a deeper inyan to Yichud HaMaisa, and that is what I just described. That it's a chud. It's the same like Yichud as Hashem. It takes a person, and it says really you should be a chud. Everything you do should have one goal, one singular monolith of I'm here. I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem. Okay.